Under the G-52.
Under the massive bingo tent at the Fancy Farm Picnic, a victory is clear-cut.
That's a bingo!
The first person to mark off five numbers in a sequence yells out bingo and is declared the winner. In the political arena, just a few feet away, a win is far more difficult to call. In fact, the hysteria under the metal pavilion can become downright confusing. The cacophony of the evenly split Republican and Democrat throng swirls together to a point where you can't tell who is lustily denouncing what. But then, like all other major prize fights, the national anthem unites all in attendance for a brief moment. Then everyone settles in to watch and jeer as the political combatants tear each other apart. This year's main event, and next year's, is the 2014 U.S. Senate race. Enter incumbent Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
I want to say how nice it is to see Jerry Lundigan back in the game. Like the loyal Democrat he is, he's taking orders from the Obama campaign on how to run his daughter's campaign.
The Senate Minority Leader's opening salvo was the closest the five-term senator came to directly acknowledging his presumptive Democratic challenger, Kentucky Secretary of State Alison Lundigan Grimes. McConnell then pivoted to highlight his chance to be Senate Majority Leader if the Senate changes hands next year.
We're not just choosing who's going to represent Kentucky in the Senate. We're going to decide who's going to run the Senate.
Grimes took to the podium with her grandmother by her side and lobbed her first attack, using some colorful rhetoric in calling the senator an obstructionist.
Let's just tell it like it is. If the doctors told Senator McConnell that he had a kidney stone, he'd refuse to pass it.
The rest of Grimes' message attacked the political machine that she says McConnell has been a part of for too long.
The truth is, there's a reason that Senator McConnell is disliked not only by the voters of Kentucky, but by the entire United States. And that's because there is a disease of dysfunction in Washington, D.C. And after 30 years, Senator McConnell is at the center of it.
Following her speech, while the crowd was still cheering and jeering, Grimes walked over and shook McConnell's hand. Then McConnell left the stage before his primary opponent, Louisville businessman Matt Bevin, took to the podium. It's common for McConnell to leave before the speaking ends, but Bevin used the senator's absence to his advantage.
Where's Mitch? You know, the people of Kentucky have been wondering that for quite a while now. On both sides of the aisle, I'll have you know.
Bevin, who owns a bell company in Connecticut, was clear that he doesn't intend to lose his race.
I don't intend to run to the right of Mitch McConnell. I don't intend to run to the left of Mitch McConnell. I intend to run straight over the top of Mitch McConnell and right into the U.S. Senate.
Following the speaking, KET's comment on Kentucky hosts and Fancy Farm Master of Ceremonies, Farrell Wellman, said the event was one of the better Fancy Farms he's ever attended. Wellman says the Republican primary between Bevin and McConnell could be contentious.
I think Bevin has the potential to be a serious problem for Senator McConnell. The key there is potential. What he needs to do is generate some money. He may not like the idea that you have to spend a lot of money, but he's going to have some money to match the enormous resources that Senator McConnell has.
Under the I-29.
Unlike the bingo tent, today's political matchup didn't yield a clear winner. But fundraising totals due to the Federal Election Commission in October will provide a better picture of how well the candidates are positioned for the rest of their fight. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm John Knoll.